بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضر ابو هريره رضي الله عنه روایت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is a class of angels who keep going about on the pathways and wherever they find some people engaged in Allah's zikr they call each other and gather around them and they pile up over each other right up to the sky. When that assembly for dhikr is over, the angels ascend to the heavens. And then Allah Ta'ala, in spite of knowing everything, asks them where they had come from. They submit that they have come from such and such a group of his slaves who are busy hymning his glory, his grandeur, his greatness and his praise. Allah Ta'ala says, have those people seen me? They confirm, no, O our Lord. Allah Ta'ala asks, how would they have reacted if they had actually seen me? They would have busied themselves with even greater zeal in praying to you and in hymning your praise and glory, submit the angels. Allah asks, what do they demand? The angels say that they want Jannat. Allah says, have they seen Jannat? The angels say, no, our Lord. Allah asks, if they had seen it, how would they have reacted? How would they have acted? Their zeal, yearning, and their prayers for it would have been even greater, say the angels. What were they seeking refuge from, says Allah? They were seeking refuge from Jahannam, says the angels. Have they seen Jahannam? The angels say, no, they haven't seen Jahannam. How would have they acted if they had seen Jahannam? They would have been more scared of it and would have tried more for protection against it, say the angels. Allah Ta'ala says, all right, then all of you bear witness that I grant forgiveness to all those present in that gathering. One angel says, O Allah, a person happened to be there by chance. He came for some other business and had not taken part in what they did. Allah Ta'ala says, that group is so blessed. This is a very beautiful part of the hadith. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Humul qawmu la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. The Bukhari and Muslim Sharif hadith. Humul qawmu la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. That group was so blessed, whoever happened to sit with them, even by the way, is not deprived of the blessings, and he also is forgiven. So imagine that person that came intentionally to sit in that gathering, how much more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Take out a few minutes now, engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.